Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello, and welcome to Party Without Alcohol. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about how hypnosis can help you relax and enjoy social occasions without needing to consume alcohol. If you've ever been at a party where nearly everyone else is drinking alcohol and you're not, then you know it can feel quite isolating. People often use alcohol as a social lubricant to help them be more talkative and uninhibited, and without it, you can sometimes feel like you're not having as much fun as other people. You might feel a bit self-conscious, very aware of how sober you are, and preoccupied by the thought that you haven't had a drink. And then there can be those unhelpful people who try to encourage you to have just one, or who interrogate you about why you're not drinking. In certain social groups where drinking is the norm, the peer pressure to drink can be surprisingly high. Now, it may be that you have a medical reason for not drinking, or it may be a change in your lifestyle that's important to you, or it may simply be that you need to be the person who's driving sometimes. But whatever the reason, it's very possible for you to relax and enjoy yourself without alcohol once you learn to stop focusing on the thought of alcohol itself. There have been many studies that show that the effect of alcohol is at least partly down to our expectations of what it'll do to us. In a 2003 study at Victoria University in New Zealand, 148 students were given tonic water to drink. However, the study took place in a barroom setting, and half the students were falsely told that they were drinking vodka and tonic. And over the course of the experiment, this group of students began to show increasing signs of drunkenness. They became more talkative, giggly, and flirtatious, and performed less well at perception tests compared with the group who knew they were only drinking tonic water. So although alcohol does have real physiological effects on the brain and the body, the extra confidence and relaxation that we attribute to alcohol is at least in part because that's what we expect it will do for us. Whereas the truth is that your brain knows how to be relaxed and confident without needing any external chemical substance. So one of the ways this session is going to help you is by hypnotically connecting this natural state of sociable, uninhibited cheerfulness to the experience of socializing and partying, so that you don't need an external chemical to access those feelings. After all the hormones and neurotransmitters for experiencing pleasure, laughter, confidence, and making connections with other people are already right there in your brain and your nervous system, not in a glass of alcohol. The other component to enjoying yourself without alcohol is to learn to forget about it. The real problem that some people have when they're trying to socialize without alcohol is that they constantly feel dissatisfied, and they imagine things would be better with a drink. But it's that very thought process that's making them uncomfortable, not the lack of alcohol. By constantly thinking about the fact that they're not drinking, they're not able to engage with the party itself. So this session is going to use a powerful hypnotic process to help you eliminate that old preoccupation with alcohol, so that you're free to simply enjoy talking to people, laughing, joking, swapping stories, and, depending on the party of course, strutting your stuff on the dance floor. Now, if you haven't yet closed those eyes, you can do that right now. And to begin, I'd like you to take a slow, deep breath and let the air out very smoothly and evenly, like a deeply relaxing sigh at the end of a long day. And you can notice how even that one slow, deep breath already sends a subtle message to the muscles of the shoulders and the back of your neck that it's time to relax. You might notice a softening, a gentle loosening in the shoulder muscles. Maybe a smoothing out of the muscles in the forehead and around the eyes. Just starting to let go. And if you'd like to really relax right now, it's a good idea to take 3 or 4 more of those very slow, deep breaths. Each time breathing out more slowly, smoothly, and fully, as if you're letting go of any and all tension with each and every out-breath, and breathing in deeper and deeper calm. And as that happens, I'd like you to bring to mind your reason for listening to this download. What it is you want for yourself to be able to do. And as you continue to breathe slowly and deeply, and relax more and more, you can just get a sense of a future you, the you who you want to be, who can happily enjoy themselves at any social occasion, at ease, spontaneously laughing and chatting and engaging in conversation, their shoulders loose and relaxed, a smile at the corner of their eyes and on their lips, a lively energy about that future you, just there, in that future party now. A you who is completely free to genuinely have fun without needing to medicate themselves with some chemical concoction in a glass. And you can really be curious about what that's going to be like. The reality of having made this change, so that at parties and social gatherings, you're free to enjoy yourself without alcohol. And when you get a sense of really wanting that, of wanting that future to be a reality, then you can just take another slow, deep breath. And this time, let go all the way down into a nice hypnotic trance. And what is a hypnotic trance forming now in the back of your mind already knows much more about hypnosis and trance than you do, because in the back of your mind is a part of you that dreams at night, the part of you that transports you to new inner realities without your conscious mind having to do anything at all. And just as you can gaze at a flickering fire and hear the crackling of the wood and feel the warmth and heat of that fire on your face, and against the palms of your hands, as you smell the wood smoke and lose yourself in the dancing flames, so the dreaming part of your mind can remind you how when you become deeply absorbed in the space between your thoughts, the calm that envelops you as you drift into a reverie, a doze, a nap, in time for a change. In this twilight state, half awake, half asleep, aware of these words, aware of that body relaxing more and more. That's it. A heaviness in those arms. Comfortably heavy. So heavy it starts to feel like you couldn't lift them. And wouldn't want to, anyway. Because it's so comforting to let this deep calm envelop you even more. Like gently sinking into a cloud of calm that wraps itself around you, so that your dreaming mind is freed up to learn and change. And even deeper still, each and every cell letting go all the way down now. And there have probably been times in your life when you've had an absolutely fantastic time at social occasions, parties where you've really had enormous fun. And I'm curious about how much of that fun you attributed to the alcohol, and how much to the people who were there, to the atmosphere. Because there have also been parties and social occasions where you may indeed have had alcohol, and you didn't have such a great time. Maybe you felt a bit tired and groggy after a while, like you'd had one too many. Or maybe the alcohol didn't seem to add much to the event at all. And I'd like you to really begin to notice just how many different factors are involved when it comes to enjoying a party. There are the people and your connection with them, the place, the occasion, the time of day, the overall atmosphere. There's your own attitude and mood. There's the food and sometimes activities, dancing, entertainment. And then there's the drinks. And it just may be that a part of your mind has been giving too much importance to the drinks, blowing them out of proportion because, as study after study shows, people can get drunk on alcohol-free beer or on tonic water they believe has vodka in it. So it can't be the chemicals that matter. It's their attitude, their expectation that they're about to have fun. And your unconscious mind knows a lot about the neurotransmitters in your brain that are released when you're having a really great time. Your unconscious mind knows a lot about the changes in your body that occur when you really start to feel enthusiastic, playful, talkative. And those are natural human instincts within you to really have fun, to connect with people, to share stories, to communicate, to listen, to engage, to really enjoy the atmosphere of a social gathering. And here and now, I'd like your unconscious mind to begin to amplify these feelings of confidence, of relaxation, of feeling an urge to laugh and to chat, maybe to enjoy the rhythm of some music in the background, and the simple pleasure of having a good time. And sometimes in the past, those times may have involved alcohol. But here and now you can notice that these feelings of enjoyment and being sociable are yours. They belong to your brain and your body, not to a chemical in a glass. And they'll always be yours. And when you want to go to a party and steer clear of alcohol, I'd like your unconscious mind to really support you in having that be effortless and easy. Because there are people who've never had alcohol, who just never saw the appeal, even as teenagers. People who still laugh and joke and chat and have fun as much as anyone else. But the existence of alcohol is irrelevant to them. And you shrug off things that are irrelevant to you. Other people's habits, foods they eat that you wouldn't touch, clothes they wear that you wouldn't be seen dead in, because that's just not who you are. And you live your life the way that suits you. And when you're at a party where you want to be alcohol-free, you can just notice how those old thoughts about alcohol that used to bother you become more and more distant, just not part of who you are anymore. Like that old inner voice telling you other people are having more fun than you. You're too sober and it's all too much effort. Just gets fainter and fainter. As if those old thoughts are floating away, further and further. Just a distant, indistinct murmur. As you relax even more over here, and as your mind becomes quieter and quieter, that's it. You can notice you're free to enjoy yourself and be present at this party, soaking up the atmosphere, enthusiastically talking to different people, and really feeling good. And I'd just like you to get a sense of a you in the not-too-distant future who's just had a great time at a party without having had any alcohol. A you who is buzzing with energy and with a smile on their face, all of those natural human neurotransmitters in your brain, making you feel so alive and enthusiastic. And you can just get a sense of how this is going to feel, to be looking back on a really great party you just had, feeling fantastic, and knowing you're going to sleep well and wake up with a clear head and plenty of energy in the morning. And your unconscious mind can really absorb this as a reality right now. And you can listen to this session often. And each time that you do, you can deepen this natural human ability to really enjoy yourself socially. And for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed, and prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of good feeling by noticing the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on, perhaps becoming more aware of any sounds around, and then whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch and open your eyes. Great! Now, we recommend that you listen to this download every day for the first week, and then after that, just as often as you like, until you notice yourself feeling much more relaxed, confident and sociable at parties without needing to consume alcohol. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.